Just get present in your body. Notice your contact with the ground. Notice the contact between your skin and your clothes. Between your skin and the air. Coming into the senses. Coming into the sense of touching and being touched. Hearing and being heard. Seeing, being seen. Smelling and being smelled. Tasting and being tasted. Coming into the direct experience of the senses. Noticing the way the senses face in two directions, inwardly and outwardly. Sensing the world, sensing the inside. Being with the opposites of outside and inside. And feeling the flow of the breath which connects the inside and the outside. And through that, noticing the mystery of the senses. The powerful relational activity of the senses that are constantly mediating between inside and outside. And feeling the space around us. Noticing the directions of space, the east and the west, the north and the south, the above and the below. And the within. Noticing the undifferentiated nature of the within and the shaped nature of the without. Paying attention to the direction of the east, which is behind Rob. East, the place of beginning, the place of sunrise. So to the east, I invite the Archangel Raphael, angel who brings the breath of the morning, angel of beginning, angel of new life. Stand with us in the east. Extend your wings above, below, and all around. Guard and protect us in the east. the south behind Fern and Becky and Andy. I invite the Archangel Michael. Angel whose face shines like the sun at noon, High Priest of Heaven, bring the divine light into this place that no darkness may endure. Empower us, consecrate us, inflame us. Extend your wings above, below, and all around. Guard and protect the quarter of the south. To the west, behind Ali and John and Pauline, I invite the Archangel Gabriel, Angel of the Twilight, Angel of the Deep Waters, great cleansing and purifying intelligence. Pour the waters of the Crystal Throne upon us. Cleanse us, purify us, make us fertile, that new life may arise through us. Angel of Vision, give us true vision. Extend your wings above, below, and all around. Guard and protect the quarter of the west. Behind me in the north, I invite the Archangel Uriel. Angel of death and transformation, light of God that shines in darkness, mediator of the black sun, alchemist of deep heaven, teach us the mysteries of death and transformation. Extend your wings above, below, and all around. Guard and protect the quarter of the north. Be aware of the center point, of the flame at the center. This is the flame of beginning. This is the letter Yud of the divine name. This is the single point that creates the worlds. Around this point of flame, you see the image of the flowering tree, the tree of life that is in the center of the garden, shaping itself around the central flame, sinking its roots deep into the earth, extending its trunk up into space, embracing the moon, the sun, the stars. Feel the opening of the tree and the opening of the garden, guarded by the four archangels. See the spring springing from the fruit of the tree and the four rivers flowing to and from the directions. Feel the life of the garden manifesting. In the squared circle that is the garden, that is our shared space, interlocking with the inner garden within you. Feel it interlocking with the gardens of the world. Feeling the fractal nature of the garden that is just here between us, that is within us, that is in the world. Feeling the mystery of the undifferentiated stillness and the shape of the squared circle, the mystery of the single flame and the tree. And know that you are Adam, you are the image of the Living One. You are the image of the dynamic ground from which all forms arise and to which all forms return. Feeling the mystery of the deep body, the body of mystery. Expressing itself through the body of flesh and the body of dream, through flow and substance, through shape and energy. Feeling your creative potential, the voice that is your voice, the voice that is your latent energy. Knowing the speech, the words that are your expressed energy. And knowing the holy breath that mediates between voice and speech, between image and spoken word. I'll just end with this chant, which is Ani Yud He Vav He. So I'll just begin it. As you get it, just join in with me. The chant means, Ani means I am. Yud He Vav He is the process of creation. It's a bit like saying, I am the creative one. I'm the one who brings life into substance. Ani Yud He Vav He, Ani Yud He Vav He, Ani Yud He Vav He, Ani Yud He Vav He. vave, ani ude vave, ani ude vave, ani ude vave, ani ude vave. Ani unde vave, ni unde vave, ani unde vave, ani unde vave, ani unde vave. Ani ude vave, ani ude vave, ani ude vave, ani ude vave, ani ude vave. Ani ude vave, ani ude vave, ani ude vave, ani ude vave, ani ude vave. Ani ude vave, ani ude vave, ani ude vave, ani ude vave, ani ude vave. Ani ude vave, ani ude vave, ani ude vave, ani ude vave, ani ude vave. Ani ude vave, 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 ani ani ude vave, 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 ni now just very quietly, we're just going to chant our own name. So just chant your own name, just like you would chant the Awen. Just chant your own name and just let it do whatever it needs to do. Loud, high, soft, follow the sound. Ian. 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 Oh.